Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I am Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you updates on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management right from our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Our first update today is regarding Macquarie Asset Management, popularly known as MAM, which introduced two active ETFs recently, the Macquarie Core Australian Equity Active ETF and the Macquarie Core Global Equity Active ETF. These two are designed with the ultimate aim of continuous, long-term high performance. Active management strategies are key to these ETFs, contrasting the current dominance of passive ETFs. The goal here is to embed alpha, leveraging systematic strategies backed by Macquarie's extensive asset class expertise. Retail investors are now being offered easier accessibility via the ASX. Macquarie's smart approach involves a performance-based fee structure which aligns success of their experts with the fruitful outcomes for investors. This unveils Macquarie's motive to spearhead systematic investing, especially in Australia's blossoming market. Segueing into superannuation, CBUS recently settled over 6,000 delayed death and disability claims, admitting the distress caused to those affected. The move comes amid scrutiny from ASIC over systemic failures impacting more than 10,000 claims. The actions of ASIC indicate towards an ongoing legal struggle around this issue. As of late 2022, CBUS faced allegations of delaying thousands of claims for over a year. CEO Christian Falk reported that they have made significant progress, settling 80% of the 7,500 claims currently under legislative examination, resulting in payouts amounting to $755 million. Falk, leading CBUS since 2023, highlights the current underlying industry issues while laying the blueprint for organizational improvements. ASIC scrutiny paints a clear picture of the implications of this case around public trust. Moving on to employment news, October saw Australia's unemployment rate holding steady at 4.1%, third month in a row. Around 16,000 new jobs were created. However, economists from HSBC and VanEck believe that the Reserve Bank of Australia might hold off on interest rate cuts. Adding to this, Treasurer Jim Chalmers reported a gradual tendering of the labor market. Wage growth was recorded at 3.5% up until September, aiding in elevating purchasing power despite lingering global uncertainties. The central bank reassures that any adjustments will come naturally and without significant job losses. Our final story today comes from overseas. Lee Mackey, the owner of UK-based Inspire Insurance Services, has been fined over £1 million and banned for life from the UK financial services industry. The Financial Conduct Authority found Mackey guilty of misusing insurance premium funds and misleading involvement in deceitful submissions from 2016 to 2020. The firm, Inspire, primarily serving the construction sector, went into liquidation with unfavorable liabilities. The comprehensive penalty imposed includes both recovery costs and fines, underlining the utmost importance of transparency and honesty in financial practices. And that is your daily financial services news wrap. I am Paige Estratore for Financial Services Online, keeping you updated on today's biggest financial stories. Remember, for all your financial service needs, you can check our websites or find financialserviceonline.com.au. Until our next update, stay informed and make wise decisions.